Hello, and welcome to Education Radio. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo.
Hi, Adri. Again, my favorite day of the week, a Tuesday.
Right, Tuesdays, yes.
And it is fall out there.
It is.
A bunch of leaves are falling, and I just love the beautiful colors.
Absolutely.
It's also getting a little cold.
We were complaining about the heat, but okay, new season, right? Mm-hmm. And we are ready for it.
Yeah.
All right, so what's going on?
Well, today I'm excited to inform the community that we're working with a company to create a multi-year facilities master plan.
All right, so explain to us a little about what a facilities plan means.
Well, the idea of having a multi-year facilities plan is to make an evaluation of all of our facilities.
Right.
All of them, from our schools to our bus barn to the Waverly building that we rent out that people might not remember about or know. So we also look at their condition and create a long list of needs. This document will then serve as a compass for us to maintain focus on the improvement needed in our districts now, in a few years, and then down the road.
I think this is a great idea. You know, Ortega's the oldest school, right, that we have, but you also have to look at enrollment at each school to know where more space is needed, you know, and how student growth is affecting us.
Yes. And,
but it's not just the students, right?
Correct. And Ortega Middle School is a great example, and it's the most noticeable. I think we all can agree that, you know, there could be some more improvements there. But there's also other things that we have that need some work in our facilities. For example, our transportation department. The size of the trucks or the school buses have grown. And right now, we don't have space to store the buses inside our garage space. So they have to sit outside. And then they're also getting exposed to the weather, but also exposed to theft and vandalism, which unfortunately has happened.
Sure. And then our winters are a bit brutal, right?
Just a tad bit.
Yeah. And so getting those school buses out when it's probably the coldest,
mm-hmm.
yeah, creates a problem when they're outside. Well, as you say, this plan is necessary, and you have to think about the needs of the district. And tell us a little bit more.
The last thing I want to say is that I want to let the community know that we're not going to make these decisions alone, right?
Okay.
We're a community, we're a community school district. We know some of our needs, but we're going to be requesting the community's opinion just like we did when we co-created a strategic plan just a year ago. So be on the lookout for some more information as to when we're going to host either a town hall event, either a survey, either some Zoom hybrid.
Okay.
We still haven't decided quite yet how we're going to do it, or it might be all three. So just be on the lookout for more information.
All right. So if this topic interests you, look out for those meetings, and we'll definitely announce it here. I'm sure it'll be on our website.
It's going to be all over. Yeah.
All over. Mm-hmm. All right. Excellent. All right. Well, let's get started with our first segment, Happenings at Our Campuses.
As always, we have a lot going on all over our campuses. And what I have to share with our audience today is that we have the great honor to host the State Board of Education at Alamosa School District tomorrow. So we're recording this podcast on Tuesday the 10th. Tomorrow the 11th, we will get a chance to host the State Board.
All right, hang on. So we're not just talking about our local school board.
Correct.
We're talking about the State School Board.
The Colorado State Board of Education.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen tomorrow?
Well, the Colorado State Board of Education has chosen to host their meetings in different communities throughout the state to be more available, but also to hear about the successes and needs of communities regarding education. And they happen to choose our district to visit, and we're very excited to highlight all the good stuff happening all around our district and community, but also some of our needs. Specifically, they will start their day with an 8 a.m. to 12:30. So they're going to host their board meeting in our boardroom. And then that is going to be followed by a visit to Alamosa High School, where I'm actually hosting a panel of students, of six students who represent our community. And the students are going to be, we're just going to be having an informal conversation about the realities of being a student today, as well as the exciting opportunities for them. After that, we will be moving to the Alamosa Family Center, where we will get to highlight the hard work and success we have experienced all over our district and community. Mm-hmm. And then that would be followed by a meet and greet event with area superintendents, as well as other community partners.
Wow, this is quite an honor for us, right?
Yeah, it's quite a big deal.
This is the first time that we've had a visit. And this, and so they'll be, this will be televised tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be recorded.
Yes, they have their own ways of streaming. There's going to be a lot of media.
Excellent.
Yeah, so they're followed by a bunch of cameras and stuff. So it'll be a nice chance for us to tell our story, because we know that Alamosa School District and our community is magical. Yes. But we want to tell it to the whole state
the
whole country. Yeah.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thanks for that important information. All right. Well, we're going to move on to probably our favorite segment.
Definitely my favorite, yeah.
Celebrate. In this segment, we will celebrate and get to know some of our many amazing students and staff.
Well, as we know, we are a school district, and our school district is about students. Without students, we don't have jobs, but we don't have a school district, right?
We're all about the students.
And we have the pleasure of serving about 2,100 students at Alamosa School District. Each one of our students is unique and special. Today, I have the pleasure of having not one, not two, but three of these very unique and special students with us. I hear that we have three class presidents at Ortega Middle School. So I'm pleased to introduce Karis Schilt, 8th grade president, Isabella Mortensen, 7th grade president, and Jeremiah Meter, 6th grade president. Welcome.
Welcome to Radio Education, our student leaders at OMS. Now, I have the pleasure of knowing most of you in class, but I want our audience to know you as well, because I think the three of you are very special. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Karis, tell us.
Hi, my name is Karis Schild. I'm an eighth grader at Ortega Middle School. I'm involved in a lot of sports and advanced academics. I have a lot of advanced classes in the high school, and I take part in a lot of sports.
Thank you. Isabella, tell us a little bit about you.
I'm Isabella Mortensen. I'm the 7th grade class president at Ortega Middle School, and I'm involved in a lot of sports as well as like extracurricular activities in the school. I am in a few advanced classes, and yeah.
Thank you. Jeremiah, I'm so used to just calling you Meter, right? But Jeremiah, tell us a little bit about you.
Hi, I'm Jeremiah Meter, and I'm the 6th grade class president for Ortega Middle School. I am in a lot of sports, no advanced classes or anything like that, everything kind of normal.
Not yet.
Not yet. And yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. So it's been just a little while since I attended middle school last. My question is, what is your day-to-day like? What's it like to be a middle schooler in 2023?
So I start off my day at the high school with my science-oriented biology class, which is just pretty basic, just some regular biology. And then I aid for the librarian, so I help her out with all of her day-to-day stuff. And then I just go to some of my core classes. I do band, and I also do history fair.
Quite busy.
Yeah, I start my day off at the middle school, but I have yearbook, which is really fun to, like, get to see all the news that's going around at Ortega. I'm also involved in history fair, and then I just go to some of my core classes.
Excellent. Jeremiah?
I start at Ortega Middle School for PE, and then I just have Archuleta for social studies. I have science, then I eat lunch. And then I have you home for home ec. I have computers for my first semester. And then I go to math, English, and Moose Pride.
Okay, that's quite a full day too. All right, so You know, the three of you are class presidents. So tell us why you decided to run for this leadership position. Karis, let's start with you, Karis.
I decided to run for this position because I thought it would be a great way to help out our school and to put another leader in front and lead people to the right way.
Excellent. Isabella.
I decided to run for class president because I felt like I could get more people involved and I could just help our class and to get what they need and be more active and involved with the school.
Thank you. Jeremiah.
I ran for class president because I didn't have too much stuff to do and I thought it would be kind of fun for helping out sixth grade because all my class needs help.
All right. And you are the leader for it, right?
All right. Well, talking about that help that classes need and how to make middle school even more fun, what are some of the plans each one of you has as class president?
So one of my plans is to make a lot of more fundraisers, and we are also having a homecoming at the Ortega Middle School on October 19th. So all of us presidents are helping organize that.
It's a great idea.
I want to do some more, like, spirit days and stuff like that so we can get our classes more involved and, like, see them, like, get more involved and, like, try to be with the class.
And show school spirit.
Right. Yeah, create that unity. Excellent. Meter.
I had more of, like, the idea with, like, Isabella, sharing ideas with the classes and bringing them more to have Moose Spirit and kind of sharing them to this so they're more involved with the school, not just zoning out and hating school.
There you go. So each of you is a president, and you're each a member of the student council, correct? So student council as a whole, all of you are working toward these homecoming festivities. So do you want to tell us a little bit? Is this a good time to tell us about all the festivities you have planned? I've been impressed just seeing the plans that you have on paper. So each one of you, tell us something different about homecoming week.
So one thing that we're doing for homecoming is spirit days, which is a very common thing that they do at the high school. So it's just where we show up, dress up silly, and do fun stuff to show our Moose Pride spirit.
Okay.
So the theme for our homecoming is Hollywood. So we are decorating the hallways as a student council, and each class hallway has a theme, and it's like kind of showing your spirit for your class.
Excellent. What else, Meter?
So one thing that we're going to be doing is decorating the gym. There's going to be movies going on and a bunch of fun stuff for everyone. And you don't have to, for homecoming, you don't have to dress like all fancy and stuff. You could just dress casual.
Okay. All right. And so I bet there'll be some people who are dressed up, right? And then some people who are more casually dressed, and it's all okay. Thank you. What is your favorite part about Ortega Middle School? Ooh, big question.
My favorite part about Ortega Middle School is all of the opportunities with having advanced classes and a lot of sports and extracurricular activities that you're able to do.
My favorite part of Ortega Middle School is probably having a little more freedom to, like, you get to choose what electives you want to take, and you also have a chance to, like, move up and get in advanced classes and show what you know.
Okay.
One thing I like about Ortega Middle School is that you don't have to stay in one class every day. So you just get to relax some classes, and during that 5-minute break, you just get to take a breather and get everything you need.
All right.
All righty. So we talked about middle school, and we know that, or at least we know, that you'll soon be at the high school, and then graduation day will be here before you know it. So I hope it's not too early to ask, but what are your plans for after high school?
My plans for after high school is I really want to be an adoption lawyer. Uh-oh. So I'm going to go to law school and just do a lot of stuff to become that.
Okay.
I want to go to college, but I don't know why I want to study yet.
All right. You have a little bit of time to figure it out.
I want to go to college, but not just for that. I want to go to college for sports and hopefully get, help me get started off for my sports career.
Which sport?
Soccer.
Oh, cool.
Oh, excellent.
Sweet.
Very good. So what does being a Maine Moose and part of the Moose family mean to you?
Being a Maine Moose and being part of the Maine Moose family, it's really great. It's really a very welcoming community and a very welcoming school. A lot of people show Moose pride and spirit for our school.
I love being a Maine Moose, and it's also like it's a smaller town, so I've also grown up with a lot of the people, so I get to know them throughout the years, and I also feel like there's just a lot of Moose spirit and a lot of fun things we get to do it as a group.
Well, one thing about being the Moose, being part of this community, is that you see a lot of like shirts and everything that says like "Go Moose" and our stuff. So it's very exciting, especially if you're coming from like a different town, and they're very inclusive and they'll come open up to you.
Excellent. That is very true. Excellent. Every time I go anywhere around Alamosa, for sure, I see one of our t-shirts for sport or something that they're supporting. Great. So at our schools, we have, you know, students who are doing excellent, and we do also have some students who struggle. So what is some advice that you might have for students who are struggling at OMS?
One thing that you can do while you're struggling is don't stress out just because you're getting bad grades. You could just talk to the teachers and try to help clear up things. Like, if you don't really get that subject, you can always talk, and they're always willing to help.
Yeah, excellent. That's good advice. Yeah, good stressing advice. Out might just make it more difficult to overcome. Yeah.
Always make sure you're asking questions in class and make sure you understand what you're learning about, so it makes it easier later in life. And also, like, if you don't have anything to do after school, maybe get involved with some more things that are going on, because it can help you get more involved. And yeah.
Very true. Thank you for that advice.
One thing just to help people that are struggling is a lot of the teachers are very flexible, and they love to help you and make sure that you're going on the right track. And it's also, last year we used to do like an after school thing where people can come help you with your grades, and you can be tutored a little bit, and just to push you back right back up.
Oh, is that maybe a project for the student council to take on?
Yes, I think that'll be a thing that we
after school
will
yes.
make important to do.
Excellent. So, as you look back, because now you are in sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, what advice would you have if you could look back at yourself when you were maybe in third or fourth grade? What advice would you give your younger self?
Some advice I would give myself: just stay kind and be positive, and don't let anybody push you down.
One advice I would probably give is just stay active, and also don't let anybody like be mean to you, because you're amazing. And yeah.
Thank you.
So one thing I would say is don't stress about the topics. Just try paying attention and have fun.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And maybe that will help somebody out there listening, and motivate them to do better in school. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to hearing amazing things about the three of you as you progress through Ortega Middle School and on to the high school. And I have no doubt that the three of you will be successful as you make your journey. Thank you for joining us today. All right. Let's move on to our next segment, Senior Moment.
All righty. So some of the things we've been talking about in previous episodes have happened.
Yes, they have.
The college senior night was a complete success.
Excellent.
Great turnout. We just ended parent-teacher conferences.
Yes, we did.
And I got a chance to be around a few, and then I also heard from principals that the turnout was excellent, especially, you know, the middle school. I heard all about student-led conferences. Some other things that we have going on, again, October 17th through the 19th is free college application days for Colorado colleges. So again, the keyword is free. SAT will be offered at Alamosa High School on October 11th. The PSAT and MSQT, which is the National Merit Scholarship Qualifying Test, will be offered on October 24th. Again, a reminder that FAFSA opens December 2023 as opposed to October, okay, which had been the case in previous years. And lastly, a reminder to high school students and high school seniors to sign up for the Alamosa High School Scholarships Team app to stay up to date on scholarships available.
Well, that's a lot of information for everyone. And on this podcast, we will continue to remind you of important dates coming up. And soon we will have someone from the high school here to talk to us more about this. All right. Well, thank you for that information. And we are going to move on to our last segment, upcoming events.
Well, what I want to talk about again is we're working on this master's facilities plan. And we know that part of the success when we co-created our strategic plan was the feedback and the fact that we opened up our system and we said to our community, what do you want to see out of the school district? And we heard quite a bit of feedback. And that's how we were able to, again, co-create and build what we now know as our strategic plan, which we're starting year two. We're going to be using a same method to get some feedback from the community because ultimately this is not the superintendent school district. It is not my school district.
It is the Alamosa.
It's the Alamosa Community School District.
Right.
So again, just be on the lookout. We are going to be announcing a time and a location or a Zoom link or Google Meets when we're going to be hosting these.
All right. So don't we have a big celebration happening on...
We have a big celebration happening Thursday.
Thursday, yes. All right, Thursday.
Hispanic Heritage Celebration. We are going to be celebrating it on Thursday at our family center, as well as the historic Zapata Park, which is just adjacent to it. Everyone is welcome to attend. We will be there from 4 p.m. to 7 or, you know, a little bit later. There's going to be music, there's going to be dance, there's going to be food, some games. So again, everyone is welcome to come out and join as a community.
All right, and that'll be Thursday. Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District, students today, leaders tomorrow.